When he was running for president, Barack Obama barred registered lobbyists from making financial contributions to his campaign. And we get back to that subject now. The Obama transition team is placing restrictions on the role lobbyists can play while the new administration is taking shape. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Unlike the ban on lobbyists' money, the rules for the transition team say that lobbyists can participate in limited ways. And after the transition is over, they can't lobby on anything they worked on during the transition. They can't use their lobbying budget to underwrite transition team activity, the kind of thing that could curry favor. And they can't hold titled jobs in the transition, the kind of thing they could use to impress clients. But like the money ban, all of this applies only to federally registered lobbyists.
It's both over-inclusive and under-inclusive.
Rob Kellner is a government ethics lawyer in D.C. He knows where the lines are drawn in federal lobbying law and how people get around them. Basically, he says, the law is a blunt instrument. Sometimes someone has to register as a lobbyist, say, to write a single letter. And some people, like those who run grassroots lobbying operations, have huge impact, but they don't have to register at all. Still, Kellner says behavior in Washington probably will change. That would be because of the transition team restrictions and others likely to follow for the administration itself.
Whether behavior has changed in a purely strategic fashion, in which people try to game the system, or whether it's changed in a more genuine and meaningful way, I think is difficult to predict at this point.
But for Democratic lobbyists, it's another blow. Their side was out of power and business was bad. Then came the lobbying scandal on the Republican side. High-flying lobbyist Jack Abramoff went to prison. Now, Democratic lobbyist Michael Lewin says he and his colleagues are really fired up and ready to go.
The entire business has been vilified, and I think that's wrong. I hope that President-elect Obama will use a certain sense of fairness and common sense.
The sense to take advantage of a willing and able contingent of loyal Democrats.
Because the Obama administration needs smart and experienced people who know how both government and the private sector work.
Another Democratic lobbyist, Sandy Stewart, sees an irony in it. Democrats, even the ones now pulling down big salaries, lobbying for big corporations, even many of those Democrats now want to get back into government.
I mean, I do know people that would love an opportunity to serve in this administration. Democrats are very, they're public servants. They're good government people, and they want to be able to be a part of it.
But if they can't be a part of it, there can be consolations. Beth Solomon is a Washington headhunter. She says corporate America is hungry for lobbyists not downtown where the administration is, but up on Capitol Hill.
And whereas President Obama may have a bipartisan attitude, the legislative process entails a majority and a minority, and you will still need to have the majority on your side to get legislation passed.
Solomon says for someone with lobbying experience and connections in the Senate Democratic leadership, it's a seller's market.
I think sort of $500,000 as a starting place to over $1 million typically. That's the expectation of sort of a year one kind of compensation.
And she says the expectations are only going upward. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.